in the southeast, there is a new phenomenon coming up, and this goes against this idea of estuary English, if you like, and that is the result of mass immigration, really, from the last 30, 40 years, 50 years, to the London area, which is continuing apace, so that in some parts of the East End of London, roughly half the population was born overseas, and an even greater number of people trace their ancestry overseas to other countries. And so there seems to be the development of something we call, we linguists call, multicultural London English, which is something that young people throughout London, the East End in particular, of all ethnicities, share to some extent. So there are slang terms and there are pronunciations which seem to be sort of like derived from the melting pot. The media tend to call it Jafaken. This is a favourite term of the media, which suggests that it's some kind of Jamaican that's gone wrong. But that simply isn't the case, because, you know, a whole lot of the pronunciations... Let me think of London hip-hop artist ethnicity, where they can be Afro-Caribbean, they can be Asian, they can be white. They share this sort of accent. A lot of young people also share this kind of accent, regardless of ethnicity. So it's very much homegrown, you know, it's a London phenomenon. It's not Jamaican. There may be Jamaican elements in it, but it's homegrown London. And so this sort of new accent, to sticking to accent, is actually spreading. And it seems to be spreading to the sort of the mainstream Anglo communities in the southeast of England as well. And there's quite a strong awareness of this new linguistic movement, almost in the last, 20 years, I would say.